Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. I do thank you for tuning in to our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. We do thank AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn how a recent study found that the Shreveport-Bossier City area, sadly, ranks the third most obese metro city in the United States. So stay to the show for some very interesting information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, May the 4th, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show is not live and has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept call-in questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the May-June 2024 issue of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. We do thank you for the many compliments about our magazine. We do appreciate hearing from you. Remember, if you're unable to find a printed copy at one of our 270 distribution locations, do visit our website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues of our magazine. In addition, you can view and download the 2024 Silver Pages. In addition, you can listen to previously broadcast radio shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. The 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Director is available at very few of our 270 distribution locations. Printed copies, again, are quite limited. You might visit the Caddo Council on Aging or Bossier Council on Aging to pick up a printed copy. But it is always available via our website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com. You can view the current issue, download it, and print it on your printer, or you can view it anytime and go through the 56 pages of detailed information. Each and every month, The Best of Times sends out a newsletter via email to over 73,000 email addresses to seniors and boomers throughout Caddo, Bossier, and Bossier parishes in Louisiana. It provides these people who receive this newsletter with a link to our current issue, as well as a link to our Silver Pages. In addition, there are more and more educational articles that are not found in our magazine. In addition, there are discounts and coupons, there's a contest, and there's lots of news that you can use. Join the many thousands who are receiving our newsletter via their email address. So how do you subscribe to our newsletter? Just by visiting our website at thebestoftimesnews.com. You enter your email, and for free of charge, we will be sending you this particular newsletter each and every month. Great news, our friends at Ernest Arlene's has brought back the Best of Times special dinner on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. to closing, with fabulous meals at a highly discounted price. It is highly recommended, due to the popularity of this Thursday night Best of Times special, to make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, that's 318-226-1325. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, The Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Ms. Cassandra Happy, who is a research analyst with Wallet Hub. And I've asked her to come on our show to discuss a recent study conducted by Wallet Hub, which found that the Shreveport-Bossier City metro area, sadly, ranks the third most obese metro city in America. So thank you, Cassie, for joining us today here at the Best of Times Radio Hour.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Cassie, I was going to mention to my listeners that I've had you on my show, and you're a wonderful spokesperson for Wallet Hub, as well as you're conveying some very interesting information and useful information. And Wallet Hub is becoming more and more popular definitely in Northwest Louisiana, East Texas, and Southwest Arkansas, as well as on the internet via my broadcast. More and more people are downloading the studies that we talk about today, but also they're viewing the many thousands of other studies that you have on your remarkable website. So tell our listeners a little bit more. Someone might be new listening in today about Wallet Hub and why you conduct studies on numerous topics, et cetera.
Wallet Hub is a personal finance website that's really looking to help consumers improve their financial well-being. So if you go to wallethub.com, you can sign up for our free services for credit monitoring and view your credit score, which is updated daily based off of any changes to your TransUnion credit report. And you can also view your full credit report there as well. And we have available many different studies that you don't have to be a Wallet Hub member to view those at all. And they all try to take the common everyday concerns that many consumers have and create studies that really take a statistical approach to these problems, as well as the financial approach. I think it's really important to consider things like obesity and being overweight, not just from the health perspective, but also from the financial perspective, because obesity, for example, is something that can affect not only consumers directly if they're struggling with obesity and have to deal with the extra costs that go along with that. But it can also affect the community if we're seeing rising healthcare costs. It does have a trickle-down effect to others in the community. So I think that is what really makes Wallet Hub studies unique, is that we don't just look at one or two metrics. We usually look at a variety of different metrics to get a holistic sense of a particular topic, not just from the perspective you might think, but also from a financial perspective to help our consumers, our members achieve that financial well-being.
Well, everyone, I have been receiving Wallet Hub studies and reports for several years. I think I must have subscribed or a media person sends it to me. So I get them very, very frequently. But I'm going to tell you that some of their studies help you make decisions. Like one recently was talking about, Cassie, about credit, which credit cards are good, and they ranked them, which frequent flyer airline programs, listed all the programs. And I thought that was, I've never seen a report done like that before. And it was quite interesting to learn about some of those you might have and the positives and negatives and in comparison, right? So there's more than just there's a lot of information that can be useful to the consumer, to the individual, and to make future plans and make decisions.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, it's not just, you know, best and worst cities or states reports that we put out there. We look at other things as well, like our credit card reports, airline reports. We look at mortgages, savings accounts, all kinds of different financial products, and also things that consumers maybe go to on a regular basis, like when you're looking to travel.
Yeah, and a lot of those are, and you also do certain holiday periods about expenditures and with the popularity. I remember you did one on Easter, you did one on Christmas, and you did various other holidays. You did some interesting fun studies, I would call them, some of the aspects of those as well. So, you know, it makes you smile when you see some of that. You know, which city does the most activities in a given particular holiday, et cetera. So I thought that was good. And then you also give some really enlightening. Some of the ones that I saw about, I was really shocked about the number of people in debt throughout the United States in various cities. I think you did it by state, if I recall. That was like eye opener to me about I was totally in awe how much debt there is on the average per person throughout the United States, but also by varying by state and by various counties. It's totally amazing.
Yes, then those studies are really interesting to see, especially if you catch the headlines about different things with the economy, and then you get to see a report, because we usually adjust our reports for inflation to give you that real time sense of what it's actually like versus, you know, maybe the raw numbers that you see from the Federal Reserve or the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That can be a lot to take in as a consumer. So we want to put this information in a way that is usable and user friendly.
Well, one of my listeners wanted me to ask you, how does Wallet Hub or you come up with these particular studies or study ideas?
They come from a variety of sources. We try to, you know, keep our ear to the ground as far as topics that are maybe in the headlines or topics that we see a lot of consumers talking about on social media, and create studies based off of that. And we also look for the time relevance, you know, with our reports like the holiday ones that you mentioned, things that consumers might be thinking about at that particular point in time.
And the other question was, one of my individuals was saying, was asking, he said, wow, they must have access to a lot of reference and background information. So you and your staff and people there have access to all these particular further studies, further reports, and details for all these metrics, right?
Yes, we have access to a lot of reputable data sources that we refer to on a regular basis, and we have a really great data team that is out there looking for new sources that are both reliable and up to date, so we can create these sorts of studies.
So everyone, this recent study regarding Wallet Hub conducted regarding analyzing metro cities, I don't think there were 100 metro cities in America, and sadly, the Shreveport and Bossier City metro area, of the 100, ranked third as being the most obese. And that was sad news, but hopefully I'm going to ask Wallet Hub and Miss Cassie to come on our show today to hopefully explain that, the findings, but also maybe everyone who listens and can share how we can possibly remedy this bad situation.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, we did look at 100 of the most populated U.S. metros for this particular study, and we looked at 19 different metrics, which really can be grouped into three categories, which are obesity and overweight, health consequences, and food and fitness. So we tried to look at this from the standpoint of how things are now as far as obesity and overweight trends in each metro area, as well as the prevalence of the health consequences that are very commonly related to being overweight or obese. And then we looked at the access to healthy foods and fitness opportunities to really gauge if that's where maybe that particular metro area is falling short and could be an indicator of where they could improve to improve the other metrics as well.
Well, you know, that's what we hopefully will strive, and hopefully you're going to be striving in all those other particular states, you know, even from one metro areas from 1 to 100, you know, even probably the best one, number 100, still has some areas of improvement, just like, of course, our third ranked Shreveport and Bossier City is there. The other thing was staggering is that you or your staff people mentioned obesity is becoming more prevalent in the United States and costing us big time, right?
Yes. So Americans are some of the most overweight people in the world, not just stereotypically, but statistically too. Nearly 42% of U.S. adults are obese, and it's costing us real dollars to deal with this problem. So when you look at those real dollars, the cost of obesity-related medical treatment has reached approximately $190.2 billion a year.
Wow.
And annual productivity loss due to work absenteeism is around $4.3 billion. So it's really costing us money when we have people who are really struggling with obesity and being overweight and the health consequences that come along with that.
So one comment that was made by either your staff, it says, in most overweight and obese cities, residents often lack the access to healthy food and recreational opportunities, right?
Yes, and that's one area that we did focus on with our food and fitness category. And I think that that is really where things start, having access to the healthier foods and the recreational opportunities to stay active is really the key piece to encourage this on a larger scale.
Okay, we're going to talk about Shreveport now a little bit. It said it has high ranks for obesity in children, teenagers, and adults. Wow, 36% of the adults are deemed to be overweight, and another 36% are obese. So what was the definition? I can't remember the factor. What's the definition of being overweight?
Let me see if I have the definition that was used from our source here. So for overweight, that classification was based on BMI, and it referred to a BMI of 25 to 29.9 would be overweight. And then obese would be a BMI of 30 to 99.8.
Okay. So we had over, but in those two categories, we had 72% of the population was in one of those two categories, which was sad. Wow. So what the other factor it found that in our cities, we had the second highest percentage of adults who had high cholesterol. Oh no, 39%, and the highest rate in high blood pressure at over 40%. Any comments about that?
That's really concerning to see, especially when you compare just Shreveport, Bossier City to other cities in Louisiana. For instance, New Orleans, who came in at 17 overall in this particular study, had the share of adults with high blood pressure was around 33.7%. So quite a bit less than Shreveport.
Yeah, and that's really, really sad. So hopefully people need to be able to monitor it. Hopefully people know that they have high blood pressure early in life and can be on management and do other issues that can help reduce it as well. And I do know, of course, you know, some of it's genetics, but other it can be helped in the area, and we hope that. But again, I've noticed that in all the rankings, Shreveport and Bossier City, though we're third overall, we were first in having the percentage of adults with high blood pressure, which was a sad indicator, sadly to say. One point that your staff made is, well, unhealthy eating is a big reason why many Shreveport and Bossier City residents are overweight and obese. Why did they find that? What did they determine that?
So we looked at the share of adults with low fruit and vegetable consumption as one of those metrics that goes into food and fitness. And Shreveport-Bossier City ranked third overall in that particular metric. And they also ranked first overall as far as limited access to healthy food. So it really shows that there's a deficit when it comes to just having the access to the food as well as taking advantage of the food that's there. I know that healthy eating can seem daunting from a financial standpoint, but it doesn't have to be if you really dedicate the time and energy to planning it out and prepping the food, which is really where you see people leaning more towards the more processed food, because usually it's easier for them to, you know, maybe put it in the oven and, you know, make a quick meal versus eating healthier and using raw ingredients, which is great for helping with managing your weight, but it requires that extra time to prepare the ingredients in order to have that meal.
That's true. Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Ms. Cassandra Happy, who is a research analyst with Wallet Hub, to discuss their recent study which found the Shreveport and Bossier City metro area, sadly, the third most obese metro city in America in comparison with 100 metro cities in America. Sad news, but hopefully we can improve that the next time they do this particular study. So thank you, Cassie, for joining us today here in the Best of Times Radio Hour.
It's my pleasure.
So I want to mention again, my listeners, more information about Wallet Hub and even this study can be found at their website at Wallet Hub. That's WalletHub.com. And it's free of charge. There's no charge to view the studies and all the background information. They provide a lot of great information to you. So again, I highly recommend that you consider going to their website and learning more about them and about their other particular systems and products. But these particular studies are absolutely free. So that's why in the first segment I mentioned, I got this report and it caught my attention. Of course, it mentioned Shreveport and Bossier City third, and I didn't like that one. I said, wow, that is sad. But hopefully, we've already talked about some of the ways that hopefully me and others and we'll spread the word around to improve and get us off that particular high ranking, sad ranking, third in the nation of being the most obese. So according to the 19 metrics, again, everyone, they just didn't use one metric. They used 19 different factors to give their data more objective information as well as results. So, you know, though we were third overall, we were ranked 25th in the percentage of overweight adults. What is deemed to be overweight? Their definition?
So overweight is classified as a BMI between 25 to 29.9.
Okay, and then we rank 27th in overall obese adults, right?
And that includes adults with a BMI of 30 to 99.8.
So we were ranked, you know, a little bit in, well, quarter way down of 100, sadly, of the 100 different metro areas. those were still not great figures. But the interesting one was, I don't know how y'all determine it, but it said we ranked 10th of these 100 cities as being physically inactive adults. So we ranked 10th having the fewer people that are physically inactive. So how did y'all determine that in this particular metric?
So when it came to that metric in particular, we looked at data from the CDC, and they had data that specifically asked, during the past month, did you participate in any physical activities?
Oh.
So we used that response as a way to gauge the share of physically inactive adults in Louisiana, and specifically in Shreveport-Bossier City.
Interesting. Okay, so hopefully that we can improve ourselves by reporting and doing more active activities, walking, exercising, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a major factor. The other one, though, and we talked about it earlier, is percentage of adults with high cholesterol in our two cities. We rank, of all these 100 metro areas, second. Wow. Is that because of the diet? What was the factors regarding that? How did they determine that?
So for that particular metric, we looked at data that came from the, I believe that was the CDC as well. And that related to adults who have had their blood cholesterol checked and have been told it was high. So that's what we used to base that particular metric off of. And Shreveport-Bossier City came in second overall with 38.7% of adults saying that they've had their cholesterol checked and it was high. For comparison, Lafayette came in 50th overall for that particular metric at 31.2%. So there's definitely a difference there, but it's also important to keep in mind that this is a ranked list. So even a small variability can definitely change where you land in that particular metric.
Well, is it because of the rich food, the foods that might have lots of cholesterol, we're probably not eating as well in our particular state and compared to other states? Is that why the high cholesterol?
Yes, high cholesterol can have a lot to do with your diet, especially if you're eating foods that are very rich, because that can increase that cholesterol level. So it's important to just be mindful of what you're eating. It doesn't necessarily mean if you have high cholesterol that you are overweight or obese, but typically it's one of those health consequences that can arise from poor diet, lack of exercise, and being overweight or obese.
One of the other factors, everyone, it says we rank third in the Shreveport and Bossier City area of the percentage of adults with low fruit and vegetable consumption. So how did your staff people determine that factor?
So that was based off of information, again, from the CDC. And it was a combination of two different metrics specifically that we combined to get an overall metric for this. So we looked at both the percentages of adults eating fruits less than one time daily and the percentage of adults eating vegetables less than one time daily based off of that CDC information. So we combined those two together to come up with the ranking for both fruits and vegetables. We all know that some people have a preference when it comes to particular fruits or vegetables. They may eat more of one or more of the other, but combining the two kind of gives you that sense of whether they're really considering that in their day-to-day diet.
So the importance in that particular aspect is those that eat those particular fruits and vegetables at least once a daily can help them and hopefully not make them overweight or obese. Is that correct?
That is definitely part of it. Fruits and vegetables are very nutrient-dense food, and they can provide a lot of the nutrients that maybe you don't find in more processed food. And they typically will fill you up a little bit more than the processed food because they're full of healthy starches and sugars that will help with your metabolism and keeping you fuller for longer.
So one of the other major factors regarding this study was Shreveport and Bossier City area ranked 52 out of 100 with the percentage of adults with known diabetes. I thought that was pretty good in comparison. I would think I know more and more people that have diabetes and have complication with diabetes, et cetera, in our area. So I'm shocked that was that pretty good of it, like mid-range. I would expect that to be much higher for us.
Yes, that was a really nice surprise to see that Shreveport-Bossier City came in 52nd overall when it came to the share of diabetic adults. By comparison, Baton Rouge came in second overall in that particular metric. And when you look at the percentages, Shreveport-Bossier City reported just 9.8% of the adults had diabetes versus Baton Rouge, which came in at 14.3%. So there's a big difference there.
Yeah, there might be some wrong data. It might be skewed a little bit. I still feel that we have much higher than that. I'm sure the doctors that are listening and other people might be listening saying that, you know, though that's a good indicator. I think we have more, and we have a lot of undiagnosed individuals with diabetes in the area. So that's the other factor. I make a big proponent at our health fairs, et cetera, to get yourself screened as often as possible, even though some of them said, you know, I've never been or hardly ever get screened for diabetes. Well, in our particular area, they should be. What about some of my listeners, though, are seniors and boomers. They do have grandchildren. What about share of overweight children and teenagers in our cities? Do we have any specific data about that?
So as far as the share of overweight teenagers goes, Shreveport-Bossier City came in 11th overall for that particular metric, reporting 17.8% of teenagers are overweight. This particular metric was based on a state level, so it was the same for all of Louisiana based off of the data that we used. But I do think that that's a really important thing to note for Louisiana overall, seeing that 11th place ranking for teenagers is really a good indicator that maybe there should be some more focus on supporting teenagers and youth to get them active at a younger age. So hopefully they'll continue those healthy practices as they get older and hopefully prevent this from being an ongoing issue for them as they age.
Very good point about that. Wow. The other factor, of course, we said, what was our ranking in health consequences, heart disease rate? Because obesity and overweight has some effect on heart disease, correct?
Yes. So when it came to the heart disease rate, Shreveport-Bossier City came in 16th overall in that particular metric. And we did look at a few different heart diseases specifically. We looked at angina or coronary heart disease. We also looked at strokes and heart attacks to come up with the overall metric that we used for ranking each city. So 16th overall encompasses 4.1% of adults that have had a stroke, 3% or I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong data point. Scratch that.
Lots of data there. I understand.
So Shreveport came in at 3.9% of adults have had a stroke, and 4.3% of adults with angina or coronary heart disease, and 3.9% of adults with heart attack. So it really shows that we're seeing the health effects that are likely related to obesity and being overweight. Now, that's not the only contributor to heart disease, but we did use this as kind of an indicator of the overall health consequences and their prevalence.
Interesting. But one other indicator, which you've got a comment about this one, which I don't understand it in a way. Obesity-related death rate caused by being obese was the reason why the person or individual passed away, died?
Yes. So that is an interesting metric in particular. So that is, again, from the CDC based off of their data. And it specifically relates to obesity and other hyperalimentation deaths per total death.
Wow. That's a really interesting one. You would never think that somebody would correlate that particular information on particular death rates wherever they might occur. Wow. But they probably determined that person was obese and might have caused, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know the factors regarding that as well. Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Ebers, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Ebers, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kalikas. I do thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my show is a special guest. It's Ms. Cassandra Happy, who is a research analyst with WalletHub, and she's discussing a recent study which WalletHub conducted that found Shreveport in Bossier City, sadly, ranks the third most obese metro city in all of America. So again, they did their study and ranked the 100 top metro areas in our country, and sadly, Shreveport, Bossier City is there, and Ms. Cassie today is explaining that particular study and hopefully giving us some insights on how we all can do our part to improve that, and we don't want to remain the third obese metro city in America. So again, thank you, Cassie, for sharing your knowledge and information with us today.
Of course. It's my pleasure.
So everyone, it was not just determining, yes, you're obese, not you're obese, you're overweight. They used 19 key metrics, and we're discussing some of those metrics and what they do when they have these particular metrics. As most studies, they put weighting factors. Is that right? Certain indicators are valued more than others, right?
Yes, we do weight our values for these studies to give it a better understanding of how these particular metrics really feed into the overall problem that we're seeing with obesity and being overweight. So some metrics we gave half weight because they might be a good indicator, but there might be a better one as well. And that's part of why we look at so many metrics when we do these studies, because when you're rank ordering, 100 cities, it can come down to maybe some small difference that could change it from a rank of, 25 to 26. So we do consider some metrics that we weight, for half weight, just because they're kind of those tiebreaker metrics that help us to really fine-tune that overall ranking.
Yeah, most of them, everyone, are, I would say, more than half or full weight, but that's the weight of the points. They assign points to each one of these categories, the obese and overweight, the health consequences, food and fitness. So they have certain total points, then they allocate how many points within certain factors, some of their metrics, and then it turns into the formula. Now, it's not just a yes or no. It has a lot of input and criteria to determine it. So, you know, certain things like we were talking about obesity-related death rate only has a half weight. So it wasn't given the full value if you had such a high death rate of obesity persons in your particular metro area. But things like cholesterol had a full weight. Things like overweight adults had a full weight, whatever was determined that particular factor. So the third category, which we talked a little bit about, is food and fitness, and one of them was a share with low fruit vegetable consumption. And as we mentioned, you know, sadly, we are third in the nation regarding that particular category, right?
Yes, unfortunately, Shreveport-Bossier City came in third overall in that particular metric. It was a combination of two different metrics that we got from the CDC, which related specifically to eating fruits and eating vegetables. We combined the two to come up with the overall rankings for that particular metric. And for some comparison, Baton Rouge came in first overall for that particular metric, and Lafayette came in second. So it does seem to be pretty common in Louisiana that adults just aren't eating their fruits and vegetables on a regular basis. And for this particular study that we used the data from the CDC, they were just asking if you eat fruits or you eat vegetables one time per day, which isn't much when you think about what the recommendations are as far as eating fruits and vegetables on a daily basis.
The other factor, which I thought was, you got to comment on this one, share of residents who say they eat healthy. So there must have been some study done, and you all utilize this particular ask the residents, right?
Yes, this was based off of a Gallup ShareCare survey that was done, and that's why it's kind of a unique metric that we use. In that it was based off of ShareCare's Community Rankings for Healthy Eating Report, which examines healthy eating across the nation, ranking 189 communities based on the question, did you eat healthy all day yesterday? So it's kind of a vague question compared to, you know, have you eaten fruits one time per day? But I think that it gives a little more openness for those who maybe feel like they do eat healthy, but somebody else might be like, well, that's not really healthy. You're still eating, you know, processed sugar. You know, it's really based off of how what they gauge as healthy. And if they feel like they're eating healthy based off of their own understanding, beliefs, and preferences.
So what was our indication on this metric of limited access to healthy food? Do we have a pretty good access in our two metro area?
So for that particular metric, Shreveport-Bossier City came in first overall, coming in at 14.53% as far as the percentage of the population that is low income and does not live close to a grocery store. That's also weighted by the county allocation factor to make sure it's not too far skewed based off of, you know, the particular area. But yeah, unfortunately, Shreveport-Bossier City came in first overall in that particular metric, really showing that sometimes access can play a key role in people adopting and maintaining healthy lifestyles and eating healthy food.
Okay, one of the other factors is city friendliness toward active lifestyle. And this had a quadruple weighting. Wow, that was a lot of weight was put on this. So how do we rank in that area?
So for that particular category, Shreveport-Bossier City came in 16th overall. And for that metric, we looked at the percentage of individuals who live reasonably close to a location for physical activity, such as parks or recreational facilities, things that are more open to the public and give you that opportunity to get active. So according to the county health rankings that we looked at for that metric, 76.5% of individuals do not live reasonably close to a location with physical activity.
And hopefully we'll improve that in the years to come or the months to come, hopefully, within our Shreveport and Bossier City area. I've been seeing there has been some impetus in doing that particular item. There have been something built in the downtown area as well as some walking areas, some exercise areas, so hopefully. The other interesting factor, one of the interesting metrics, was number of health educators and community health workers per capita. So these are the educators that teach people about behavior of wellness. So how do we rank in that particular category?
So that particular metric was actually one where Shreveport-Bossier City did particularly well. They ranked in the bottom 25%, which is a good thing, coming in at 81st overall for
good.
The number of educators and community health care workers per capita. So it's really it's a combination of two different metrics that we looked at from the Bureau of Labor Statistics as well as the Census Bureau to see, the number of health educators per 10,000 residents and the number of community health workers per 10,000 residents.
So we have the people, we have the educators, but there's a possibility that they're not being accessed or people are not accessing them when they could be. And most of them are going to be providing all these particular services at little or no cost in the area. Is that true?
Yes. And that's a really good point, that part of really embracing a more healthy and active lifestyle is taking advantage of the resources that are available to you, even if they may not be as plentiful in your particular area. Take advantage of what is there, especially if it's free or low cost. It could be the one little thing that really motivates you and gets you on track to improving your lifestyle.
Well, I want to close with the statement that was made by their overall evaluation of the Shreveport and Bossier City area. It says, unhealthy eating is the big reason why many Shreveport and Bossier City residents are overweight and obese. Hopefully this will resonate throughout the radio listeners here to share with others in the area that, we can all definitely improve that to eat better and healthier in the future. Thank you again, Cassie, for taking time to share the great information with us. And again, everyone, visit their website, WalletHub.com, to learn more about this particular study as well as the many hundreds and hundreds of studies that they have on their fabulous website. Again, best wishes to you. Thank you again, Ms. Cassie, for providing some great information to me and my listeners.
Thank you very much for having me.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you again for listening to our radio show today. Don't forget to listen next Saturday morning for more information that could benefit you and your loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times both today and every day. Have a great day.